So when you look back on it, what was the pressure like in trying to get this project done?
I didn't have any because I was a designer. The only pressure I had to design it in 3 months. Largest project the state had ever done, designed in 3 months. Nowadays, they can't even talk about getting started in 3 months, let alone design something. But see, it was a different atmosphere in those days. That's what I was saying. With, you know, Governor Egan and people like that in there, you were expected to do your job and get it done. You know, there wasn't any of this fooling around that they do now.
I'm going to shut this off soon. Okay, so we are back recording.
Yeah, other than the pier change conditions in the rock, you know, which was a lineament above, there's faults through these areas. And lineaments are little branches of fractured rock. You might think of stretch marks or something like that from the actual fault. That was a problem. And then, like I said, the ice bridge turned out not to be a problem, but it was just, oversight on the location of it was all. And people that were working there wouldn't have any knowledge of the consequences of it. It would have been other people, engineers on the site would have, and that would have been their responsibility to do that. But then again, a lot of the state construction people aren't designers, so they again wouldn't really know that was a problem. So anyway, it's just one of those oversights.
And it's good to make clear, it's like you said, when there is a crew out there, I think people sometimes make the assumption that the crew is the designer, but
no,
these designs
no.
are done way ahead.
Yeah, way ahead.
And the people are following the blueprints.
That's right, and they're done in an office someplace and said, okay, put it here, and then they go do it. That's how it's done.
Okay.